News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WBT. Brett Jensen sitting in for Mr. Brett Winterbull. All right, so we got a lot going on today. Obviously, the Gabby Petito thing, which I told you about in terms of the official autopsy came out and death by strangulation, and that her body sat out there in the wilderness, in the open fields, if you will, for 3 to 4 weeks. And so that is... And still no word on where her ex-fiancé is located also. All right, so let me get you some troubling CMS news. And this has nothing to do as, there's no indication that it has anything to do with CMS right now or anything like that. Maybe things will come to light later on that maybe there is something to do with CMS. But as of right now, there is no indication that it has anything to do with CMS. But... you haven't seen this reported, and I got the police report, and it's absolutely horrific. An 11-year-old girl here in Charlotte, back on October 2nd, okay? 8 days ago, or excuse me, 10 days ago, shot herself via suicide. 11-year-old girl in a parking lot outside of her apartment. And there's no indication yet. There's a lot of innuendo going around, but I'm not going to say what any of that is. But I have the official police report where it says death by suicide. Shot herself. 11-year-old girl here in Charlotte. And I can't even, that is so horrible to think about. First, and there are a lot of questions. Where did she get the gun? Stuff like that. A lot of those questions have to be answered and need to be answered. And Child Social Services are involved in all of this as well. I have no idea if this 11-year-old has any siblings. I have no idea. But think about that. An 11-year-old girl thought the best way out would be suicide with a gun. And I can tell you from having had to do a report about something similar a couple years ago, about two and a half years ago, suicide deaths for women of any age, it's extremely rare for them to involve a gun. And these are just according to the national statistics and everything. But to think of an 11-year-old to do that, here locally, a CMS student. And again, there's a lot of innuendos flying around, but like I said, I'm not going to say what they are. But I'm hearing from a lot of different people what it may be about. But until there's confirmation by either the parent or other officials, I'm not going to say anything. Out of respect to the family. But I'm telling you this about the 11-year-old girl because this is something that you obviously need to talk to your kids about. And it's not just a one-off. A 16-year-old Myers Park student just did the same thing. I believe it was a ninth grader at Myers Park High School, also committed suicide in the last couple days. So that's two in a week that at least we know about. And so that's why I want to have this doctor come on from Novant and discuss. Is it social media stuff? What is it? And again, because what's causing this really massive increase in kid and teen suicide? And again, that's what we're trying to find out. And that's why I want to have people on with today to talk about this. His name's Darren Joby. and he's going to be joining us later. And he's with Novant Health Psychiatric and Associates. And so he's going to be joining us coming up at 5 o'clock because we just had two kids here locally commit suicide within the last week. An 11-year-old and a 9th grader. One in high school, one in elementary. And what's the old saying when it comes to all kinds of things? Oh, stuff like that doesn't happen to me. It doesn't until it does. And, you know, whether you come from the, you know, an upper middle class or well-to-do family, or you come from a low-income family, it doesn't matter in situations like this. It does not matter. Your background and upbringing is irrelevant. And so that's why I want to have Darren Jody on to talk about this. Darren Jody, excuse me, to talk about this coming up at 5 o'clock. And it's also on the heels of that massive Facebook leak that took place where the woman was on 60 Minutes two Sundays ago. And then last week testified before Congress or Senate, all these committees up in Washington, D.C. to talk about it, and saying Facebook knows that Instagram and social media is exceedingly detrimental to the mental health of specifically young girls and teen girls, and yet aren't doing anything about it and know about it because here are all the documents. Here's all the tests they've done. Here's everything that they know. So I think it's extremely important to talk about this, almost like a public service to hear this particular person talk about it because he's an expert in this particular field. And especially on the heels of having two CMS students commit suicide. All right, when we come back, we're going to get into a couple other topics before we speak to Darren Jobe from Novant Health Associates, Mental Health Associates.